This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. U.S. President Joe Biden said on Tuesday Ukraine stands strong a year after the Russian invasion and that Moscow would never defeat its neighbor.
1 year ago, the world was bracing for the fall of Kyiv. Well, I just come from a visit to Kyiv, and I can report Kyiv stands strong.
Biden spoke hours after the Kremlin suspended a landmark nuclear arms control treaty over the West's support for Kyiv. Biden gave a speech at Warsaw's Royal Castle in Poland following a surprise visit to Ukraine. Earlier, Russian President Vladimir Putin vowed that Moscow would achieve its objectives in Ukraine and accused the West of plotting to destroy Russia.
Год назад ради защиты людей на наших исторических землях.
Alleging the United States was turning the Ukraine war into a global conflict, Putin said Russia was suspending participation in the New START treaty, its last major arms control treaty with Washington. Putin upping the ante in Moscow's biggest confrontation with the West since the 1962 Cuban Missile Crisis, also announced that new strategic systems had been put on combat duty and threatened to resume nuclear tests. The United Nations human rights chief on Tuesday voiced concern that a proposed overhaul of Israel's judicial system would, quote, drastically undermine the ability of the judiciary to uphold human rights and the rule of law. Israel's parliament is pushing ahead with changes promoted by Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's religious nationalist government, which says it are needed to rein in activist judges who intervene in politics. Follow us on the VOA mobile app. This is VOA News. At least six people were killed in the latest earthquake in the border region of Turkey and Syria, authorities said on Tuesday, 2 weeks after a massive tremor killed more than 47,000 people and damaged or destroyed hundreds of thousands of homes. Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony reports.
A familiar sense of terror was felt by those on the Turkey-Syria border as the ground began to shake beneath their feet for the third time in a fortnight. Around half a dozen people were killed in the latest earthquake to strike the area, authorities said on Tuesday. The disaster hit in the southern Turkish province of Hatay. The 6.4 magnitude quake occurred on Monday near Antakya and was felt in Syria, Egypt and Lebanon. Turkey's disaster and emergency management authorities said it was followed by 90 aftershocks.
Reuters correspondent Lauren Anthony. Botswana's wildlife officials say the country has lost half of its wild rhinoceros to poaching and natural causes since 2018. Authorities blame a surge in demand from Asia for rhino horns supplied by criminal groups in southern Africa. Kondisi Dube reports from Gaborone.
Mabusepule, acting Minister of the Environment and Tourism, told the National Assembly on Monday that 138 rhinoceroses had been poached while 76 died of natural causes in the last 5 years. He attributes the spike in poaching incidents to a rise in the demand for the rhino horn in Asia, particularly in China and Vietnam. On the positive side, Bule noted the number of animals killed by poachers in 2022 dropped sharply. Kondisi Dube for VOA News, Gaborone, Botswana.
Madagascar's government suspended schools and transport in the path of a tropical cyclone, which made landfall in the southeast of the island on Tuesday evening, causing a storm surge, ripping roofs off houses and killing at least one person. It weakened slightly before landing around 30 kilometers north of a town around 7:20 p.m. local time. The quote from Madagascar's meteorological service said, "Torrential rains will continue along its path. The sea remains very rough to huge and in significant risk of coastal flooding will continue overnight. Heavy rains and waves of over 26 feet or 8 meters were expected near the impact zone," the International Federation of Red Cross said on Twitter, issuing a red alert for the area. Find more on these stories on our website, voanews.com. I'm Joe Ramsey.